I can't believe it. We have the Touchline Podcast boys in here.
Yeah.
Sorry, is The Rock promoting the game or is it Malata?
Yeah, it was bad.
Look, I can't say Malata wasn't swinging what The Rock was cooking. I can tell
you. Well said.
That's why he wasn't on for the first two podcasts.
Yeah, that's
because
right.
Because of the names.
Oh, there's full drama.
There was a bit of a drama. I'm not going to lie.
Check-in. Check-in. Very good.
What is happening, ladies and gents, and welcome to another episode of Have a Chat with Ray and Stat. I'm Ray, next to me is Stat.
Yeah, we're back, baby, we're back.
What's happening, cousin?
Oh, mate, good to be back. I missed the last episode.
It's good to see you actually in the seat and not wasting our time.
Yeah, I know. It's good to be here. Finally, I've missed the last one, and I was here for like the last 15 minutes of the last one, so bit of context for you, lads, mate.
Well, it's good to have you here, and right thanks, next mate. To you is Goose, Joey, always a pleasure.
Marhaba, thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. Now, ladies and gents, we're all tackling the one couch here. We're all squishing up because I can't believe it. We have the Touchline Podcast boys in here.
Yeah.
We have, all right, Joe, give us that wide shot. Let us see it. There we go. We've got Bill Charbel, Samuel Charbel, and Anthony.
What's happening?
I nearly got it the first time. It's good to have you, boys. Thanks for jumping
thank
on.
Thank you so
pleasure
much
to be on. Thanks, boys, for having us.
Oh, of course.
I was telling you boys earlier, I feel like I've got celebrities on the podcast.
I know. 1 minute feel good, 1 minute this, 1 minute that. Guys, what do you mean? The celebrities on ourselves.
Just locals from the area.
That's it. Just like us, bro.
Bro, they bloody attack my TikTok feed. I can't see anything else except Touchline Podcast, Touchline Podcast. Touchline
yeah, love it. Love the algorithm, huh?
You're putting your house on the dogs?
Well, that's Bill's theory, though.
Bill, are you serious about that? Or is this all a bit?
Well, I'll tell you, Ray, 1,000,000% serious. It's not, I'm not fronting for the videos. I did a billboard, I did a house series. But if you go on my TikTok, go on our socials, we did a house series. Everyone's saying, like what you're saying now, are you being serious? 1,000,000%.
You put your house in the Bulldogs.
Put your house in the Bulldogs. Put your house in the Bulldogs.
I understand.
Maybe
you
can put like 10 bucks on Bulldogs.
Brother, when I say house, you'll see me putting about $5,000 on the dogs.
I've got to get into the mindset.
Honestly.
Because I'm a very passionate dog supporter.
Yeah.
And when I was younger, I don't like to see you feel like, oh no, we're going to be great when we suck, right?
Yeah.
Why are you so confident? Because I can't see it.
Look at the stats.
Yeah, you're a stats man. I
understand, but I just don't see it.
Let me run through it.
Go, Bill, run through
Have you heard about the theory? Have you read into it?
Yes.
So from 74, we lost the grand final.
Yep.
84, we won.
Yep.
94, we lost. 04, we won. And then 2014, obviously, we lost against Rabbitohs.
Yep.
It's all shaping up to 2024. And not only that, boys. Last time someone went three in a row was Parramatta. Between 81 to 83. The next year, the Bulldogs won. Who just won three in a row? Tell me.
That's the only thing that's convincing me right now.
That's all right.
That's
honestly. Like, and then wasn't there another stat about the Chiefs?
One theory, all right, but like it just keeps adding up the theory about dogs winning the
even the last team to win back to back Super Bowls was in.
His mic is in the corner. Number two.
Oh crap! Sorry. There we go. Joseph's in the room. Say what's up, Joe.
Hello. There
we go. We got more mics for you, boys.
Yeah, thank you. Coming.
Last time a team won back-to-back Super Bowls was back in 2003, and then next year the Dogs win it. So it's all adding up.
And what was the thing about the captain with Reid Marnie and Ryan? There was something about that.
Oh, the last team. Well, now he's not captain anymore. So
but
the last thing, the last player to captain Bulldogs came from the Eels, and he won the premiership.
You could still say it.
You could still say, look, there's a lot to it.
Look, I buy into it, right? I'm hyped. Like I understand. But the thing is, when I see the signings we have, I'm going to be straight out. I think it's Paul.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be straight out.
Fair enough.
I'm not a fan of Soraldo.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's garbage. I'm going to be dead honest. Yeah, like I said, maybe there was more to the Feel Good podcast that I haven't seen yet that I've got to tune into, by the way, little plug. But
I appreciate it.
I just don't see it. And then I look at the team list this week and I'm like, it's going to be another rough year.
I think the problem is the forward pack. I think that's where we're lacking.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I'd give it the forward pack. But I was telling the boys, we're over in Perth and we're watching the trials game, I think, against, obviously we lost 12-6.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at them in the sheds. I'm like, boys, there's something about this team. I can't put my finger on it. I know I've been saying 2024 Bulldogs, put your house on it. But there's something about this team. It comes down to even the jerseys. I look at that jersey. I'm like, that's a premiership winning jersey. I don't know. Talk about the law of attraction manifestation. I'm telling you, like, I'm manifesting this. This is
this
gonna
guy
happen.
Doesn't believe it. He said it to Phil Gould.
That's okay.
He said it to him, bro. This I'm sitting down watching this guy talk to Phil Gould saying, hey, do you believe in this theory? Have you heard of it? Because I believe
to ask him. Of course, you got to ask him, man. You're in the moment. You're in the presence of Phil Gould. You got to ask.
Look, he didn't agree.
Well, I don't blame the bloke. Like,
he goes, don't put your house on it. That was his exact words. Don't put your house on it.
But he said, I think did he say eventually or something? Something like
that.
Yeah,
he said eventually.
Yeah.
Look, we're even going to prove Phil Gould wrong. We're going to prove him wrong. No. I forgot about another stat. The last, so not really a stat, but Warriors. Yeah. What was it, 22. Mm. They finished 15th.
That's right.
They were in the top four the next year. Who finished 15th last year? Warriors. Tell me who.
You forgot.
The Bulldogs.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
And the Cowboys.
Yeah. And even I told Gus, do you think top four is a possibility? Like, if you look at what happened to Cowboys and Warriors, he goes, yeah, there's a big chance that can happen. He goes, you can't write it off. But yeah, like.
Look, it's written in the stars, boys.
I'm trying to find the best, but I just can't find it.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll find it in October.
We can't see it as well. Like, it takes time as well. Like, because like, don't forget, 7-8 years, we struggled a lot.
Yeah.
You know, we had no attack, no defense.
That's right.
And plus, buying players and people are leaving at the same time. You know,
no cap space as well.
But the problem is now, like, we have to see if we're going to make it to the Premiership or not make it to the Premiership. I'll put in the latter prediction, Dogs top eight position. At least something, you know? If they can make it that far, understandable.
What are you boys?
Yeah, I was gonna say. What do you boys think?
You don't want my opinion.
Wait, I'm the optimist out of the two of us. Okay, I'm the dumb idiot that sits on his couch in his oversized jersey. And watches us lose 66-0.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was bad.
Shut up.
I cried a few years ago. Yeah. And my sister and brother-in-law did in my head, and I kicked him out of my house.
Not even joking. Oh my god.
I will sit there. I'll watch every second. I'll say, even in a 66-0 loss, but bro, they tried. I'll say that to him.
Yeah.
I still think we're at 10th.
That's better than nothing, literally.
Yeah. I want to put my house on it. I'll put my house on it if you want me to.
I think we all do.
Hey, it's not financial advice.
Look, I know Bill wants that to happen. I think we all want that to happen, but I just can't see it this year.
Yeah, neither can
I. There's no chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no chance.
Oh, just to let you know, be kicked off the pod.
That's fair for me.
Hey, at least he's a Doggies fan. We've got a Roosters fan.
Please, no flying, please.
Give your analysis, cousin. Yeah.
So we've discussed the forward pack. There's a clear lack in the forward pack. I feel like anyone that we look at that played for Penrith in the past, we bought him. For example, Tedovano. But my problem here is the seven. Yeah. At the moment, we've got two sixes in the halves.
Yeah.
Correct.
That's my problem.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Sexton is the greatest thing ever, but at least it's A7 in a market where we couldn't find anything. Yeah. We had to grab something.
Yeah.
But the fact that he's not named, I just can't put my finger on it. Yeah. But a 7's a problem for the Dogs.
Yeah, that was a big problem.
Our last best halfback was Trent Hodgkinson.
That's right.
Mm. And we haven't had a great halfback since him.
So that's right.
That's a worry.
It's a big worry. At the end of the day, you look at every team, they've got a decent 7. Like Jerome Hughes at the Storm, Cleary at Penrith. You know, you got Sam Walker at 7, who's like starting to show what he's really capable of. Like, you got all these big ones coming through that are great, and there's that direction that leads around the team, but we don't have that.
We don't have
On top of our forward pack that's lacking at the moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We've got money.
Yeah,
we've got money, but there's nothing out there that's worth.
Yeah.
Like, I know we're looking for the future, I'm looking at that.
Yes.
Because I'm not willing to put my Samsung Galaxy on the
you know,
my house. Exactly.
Like, you talk about forward pack, do you reckon. Hey, what's his name? Fanua Blake is worth $2 million. Like, what have you paid that much to get him? Because we do lack a forward. Like, a forward like him. Me, a person, I would spend that much for him. Because we're missing a forward like him.
My problem with Fanua Blake.
Yeah.
First off, I've got to pay it. Like, what a year he had.
Insane.
But he left mainly early to go to Warriors. He said, I'm homesick.
Yeah.
When, beginning of last year, he signed the 3-year deal, like 3-year extension. Because I'm home, I'm here. And I know things change. I know things happen in life and family and any sort of occupation. I understand you got to make the sacrifices.
Yeah.
But after signing a rich deal, he's like, I need to go home now.
Yeah.
Can we afford to have something like that at our club?
Yeah.
I know. I understand the stats he gets us every week, what he would do for our forward pack here, it would be instrumental, but we've got to think bigger than that. We've got to think, okay, will he be consistent for us? Will he stick it out through his contract? That's the biggest part. Like, I would love a Fanua Blake. I'd love a pain
100%,
in the ass. You wouldn't. Like, you'd be stupid. Like, we've got a Tedovano. Like, not with all due respect, but like, I'd rather... Someone young in their prime, like, you know, Fanua Blake's coming through.
Yeah.
I'd love that.
Yeah.
But there's things that happen off the field that that's my problem. Like, that's my worry.
Yeah.
Sounding a lot like Tevita Pengai Jr.
After what he did. That was the biggest
thing.
He's
coming back now. Yeah. He told me that yesterday.
That's South Logan Magpies, is that now?
That's right, yeah.
That's, like,
yeah,
that's, I know. I think I pissed off Gus when I said it.
Yeah.
I think I did. And when I asked it, there was a moment in my head, I'm like, oh no. Oh. What did I just ask
him?
Yeah. Yeah, but like, look, like, but it's, I think there's truth in what I said, as in, I was saying that he fell out of love for the game. All of a sudden, he falls back in love with the game. But two weeks later, like, it would have been better if he took a dive in a boxing match, and like, maybe the fans would have given him a bit more credibility in as to why he went back to rugby league.
That's right.
Exactly. The bloke won a match, and then and then after that, he's like, I'm going back to rugby league. Yeah. Play for the South Logan Magpies.
And that's been my problem with the NRL for the last, I want to say, 10, 15 years. We make it way too easy for players to have control over our game.
Mm. Yeah,
exactly. Like, I'm all for players having, you know, rights and their players league and all that stuff. But man, ever since Sonny Bill left, it has been so easy to get out of your contract and do whatever the hell you want.
Bang on the money.
Because like, a lot has changed,
Cherry Evans one when he signed for Titans and then
2013.
Wanted to stay back at the Eagles. He got his way, stayed, and the contract was teared up at the Titans.
When Teddy Tedesco wanted to go to Dogs and then
he did it to Canberra as well.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, when I look at these things, like, these things are frustrating. So, Tevita Pangai. What makes me laugh about him?
Just relax a little bit.
No. I'm heated.
Just let it out.
You know what I have? That's it. I have to get it out, you know what I mean? As long as we understand his voice. I'm just going to get it out of my system. Tevita Pangai, like, the guy came out and he was like, oh yeah, I was forced into footy. I hate it. Never liked it. My parents made me. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
But stick with your decision.
Yeah.
Don't come back 6 months later and give me this whole spiel, this how to get, like, bro, just go, say, I want to go to Brisbane.
Exactly.
Yeah, say that.
Just say it and just keep it to yourself at the same time. But he just did it and he just exposed himself and, like, swearing and going off
his head. Yeah.
Like, why would you do that? You're embarrassing yourself and putting yourself out there in front of the mainstream media.
And
they make it worse.
And no one asked.
No one asked. Exactly. There you go.
We didn't ask.
That's the problem.
It's silly, bro.
So it's very, very silly.
I can't believe that story.
Yeah.
The only loser is him. He had one more year on his big contract. Yeah. And he forfeited it.
Yeah.
He's the loser. How much is he on now? 100 grand?
Yeah, you're less? Right. Yeah, exactly. And then that's why Gus said, well, to play with South Logan Magpies, if you watch into. It is what it is, man. Look, he could have stuck around to October, you know, win a premiership with us, you know, and call it a day. But
either way, you heard it here first, ladies and gents. The Doggies are winning the 2024 season.
I'll put my phone.
Listen, there's nothing more in me that wants you to be right. I want you to be more right than anyone on the planet.
I know I'm right.
And I hope you are.
I know I'm 100%.
I love it. I love this confidence, bro.
We'll see what happens in October.
Listen, October, I will humbly bow before you and say it. I'm sorry.
Don't worry. But it's going to happen.
Let's say the Dogs don't win. What's going to happen to you?
I dream. Like, I go to bed at night dreaming about the Bulldogs holding the
Let me tell you right now, the Dogs lose the grand final. The Dogs don't make it to final season this year. You need another podcast host. You ain't seen him ever again, bro. He's running. He's running.
You're kicking out the wrong guy.
Right, speaking of the 2024 season, boys, you know what? Before we get into it, I ain't even going to segue into it because we're having way too much fun already. Yeah. Ladies and gents, get your magic mind. I've been yelling at you for the last 2 months. Stat has been sitting here silently nodding his head for 2 months.
Yes.
Joe, put that thing up on the screen there. Magic mind, ladies and gents. It's taken me down from 3 coffees to 1. They're sending me more out because I need it. It is great. It's going to keep you alive. It's going to keep you moving. It's going to keep you energized. It's got matcha. It's got a bunch of stuff that gives you mental clarity and boosts your energy. So, ladies and gents, use Have a Chat 20. Joe, chuck that on the screen there. There we go. Have a Chat 20. Use that. Get your discount and get your magic mind going. Stat, do you have anything to say about these great sponsors of ours?
Mate, nothing like them. I'll tell you that. But can I also say, with that mental clarity, maybe if I need a couple more of those, and hey, put my house on the Dogs, baby. Let's go, baby.
I was going to say the complete opposite. Maybe we give it to Bill. He'll start thinking all around. We're good. Boys, the 2024 season started off in a big way.
Yeah.
Massive. Probably the biggest way that NRL's done it in ages. Last year, they come out and say, we're going to Vegas. We're taking the game overseas. We're going to start round one in Vegas. Stat's got some stats for us. That's why we call him Stat.
The Stat Man.
Yeah, that's me, mate. That's me.
I've got to tell you guys, this guy with his stats, forget it. That's legitimately why we call him it.
Oh, that's why.
So a bit of a background on that. So My cousins played rugby league, Timmy and Johnny Manor.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. First cousins, yeah.
Well, I was saying you look like him.
Yeah, because it was cousin Bolt and beard. Yeah. No, I didn't. But I got eyebrows, so it's all right. Yeah, and I haven't been concussed many times. Timmy, I love you, I'm sorry. Nah. So growing up, I was always watching them. Like, I followed them around. Yeah. Like, they played for, like, in school. They played for Christian Independent Schools, like a comp, a CIS comp. So I'd go to Wagga Wagga with them. I'd go watch them. And every game, like, when they started to make it a bit bigger, like, through going through Guildford Owls and going to the junior power reps and that, every game they played, like, when they got to, like, first grade or cup, whatever, I was watching the games, and then I'd text them their stats.
Oh, well, okay.
And then, but I was like a harsh critic.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, Timmy did this, one error, mate, you an idiot, what the hell, one error, you mind. Whoever blind, I one error. In the beginning, he started replying to me because he like, you know, it was like, oh, thanks, mate, appreciate it. And after, I would just annihilate him.
Well, I wonder why he never invited you to the games.
Yeah, no, he stopped inviting me, he stopped replying to my texts. I was speaking to you, nah. But Johnny the same. Like, it was the same with Johnny, obviously, before he passed away and that. It was just a freak of a player. So he'd always say to me, thanks, Stat, appreciate it. Thanks, Stat, you're a legend. And oh, mate, I'd give it to him too. Look, there was no remorse. That's where the nickname Stat came from.
All right.
But a bit of background on that.
So with these stats, these aren't about the game itself. These are about what's happening around the game. Personally, I don't think it was a success.
Okay.
All right. The media is painting a picture of we're so happy. Abdo came out saying we can't believe what went down. But these are the stats of the game, of the crowds. Go for it, Stat.
So the... Look, I also disagree on that opinion about Vegas, but we'll get to that shortly. Yeah. So the expected crowd was 50,000. That's what we're kind of expecting to hit there. Mm-hmm. They hit 40,746.
Okay. Okay. And the stadium fits 65.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Full capacity.
Yeah, right. Of that 40,000, 14,000 of them were Aussies.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Well.
Okay.
And then 5,000, it's estimated about 5,000 of those were from the UK.
Oh, UK
on top of that, on top of the 40,000.
Okay,
So you've got fans about, of Super League too, like
So you got about 19,000.
Yeah,
overseas internationals.
That's right. So televised in America, the 40. So for the first game, there were 61,000.
Yeah,
that were watching it on Fox.
Yeah.
For the first game, the second game, there was 44,000.
Wow.
Right. That was just that's just in America through Fox.
Yeah.
For in Australia on KO,
just KO, not Fox, not Channel 9.
Nothing. For the first game, we had 838,000 tune in across all KO.
Yeah.
For the first game, and the second game, there was 786,000.
Okay.
But it brought in 3,000 new subscribers to KO.
Wow.
All right.
Okay. This is what I said. For the game itself in Australia, I think it was perfect.
Yeah.
I think it's
yeah.
exactly what we needed. It gave us a big boost, bro. Like, that's mad.
Yeah.
For expansion to the US, it did absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
It's the first year, I get it. It's the first of 5 years. But my issue with it in itself, I was watching it with my brother. The broadcast was horrendous. There was nothing different about what we did.
That's right.
Russell Crowe didn't show up and he did the full ad campaign for us.
Yeah.
What's his name? Wolverine. Hugh Jackman pulled out last minute.
Yeah.
We had zero stars there. Our musical talent was from Australia that no one had ever heard of.
Mm.
Wow.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
If you're going to take the game overseas and you want to get to the American audience, feed them.
Yeah.
Give them someone that's worth watching. We needed star power at that game. We needed celebrities watching it so that when you pan to the crowd, you had celebrities. They panned to the crowd once for a celebrity. Do you know who it was?
Wasn't that John Jones?
No, I wasn't.
Because he came to the Dogs actually, a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Who is it?
It was the organizer of the event.
Oh my God.
Really? Are you serious?
I'm dead set.
Oh, was it that that American guy?
Yeah.
That has an association over there.
Association with us.
Wow. Yeah.
I looked at my brother and said, are you joking? That's who we got.
Yeah.
That's my issue. 66,000 people watching it on Fox after a college basketball game is a joke. Yeah. And then dropping down to 44,000 after that, we had 101,000 Americans watching it.
Yeah.
Months ago, Valandis came out and said, I will be extremely happy if we can get 1% of their market. And he elaborated and said, 1% of their market is 3 million viewers.
Yeah.
In my books, that's a failure of an event.
Yeah, when you put it that way.
Yeah, 100%, I agree.
Bro, there is no buzz over there. TikTok's dead.
Yeah.
The TikTok, the people that are raving about it are small-time TikTokers and good on them.
Yeah.
The people that they've... Like, if you go and look up articles right now, blogger from Brooklyn blogged the whole game. Some small town bloke said this about the game. This guy couldn't believe they weren't wearing pads. No one big is talking about this.
Yeah.
Which, fine. You just got to change your strategy. You've really got to push for the American audience to be in there, and they gave away 1,000 free tickets.
And I was saying that. Yeah, obviously that probably gave away.
They gave away 1,000. They were only allowed to give away 1,000 because Allegiant Stadium wouldn't let them give more away.
Yeah, well.
That's where it's at.
Yeah.
For Australia, I think it was the perfect way to start the season because everyone's pumped for this game tonight. Oh, yeah. But other than that, we did nothing to the American market.
I'll tell you what it come down to. I'll tell you what it came down to. I told the boys this. It came down to the marketing of it. Where was the promotion?
Yep.
Like, if you really want to cater to these American fans, and with anything, regardless of footy, whether it's business or anything, it comes down to your marketing. Look at how good Prime is doing right now with Logan Paul and KSI. You think the drink's nice? Like, it's nice, but at the same time, it came down to the way he marketed.
100%.
Taking that into the rugby league terms, you take a game to America, it's a pretty big market. Like, you know, boys, it's a massive market. So it came down to how you promote your video. If you saw the video packages, there was only one video promoting the event. Like, what else can you... Why don't they make a song? Remember the Tina Turner, Simply the Best? Do something like that with, like, when the Super League war was going on. Like, you know, your mindset's got to be from back then, the way... How did you come out of that Super League war? That should have been that same mindset going into Vegas. But they just didn't deliver that way.
The one good thing they did media-wise, I showed it to Stat last night... This is the biggest footy fan I know on the planet. Yeah. He had not seen the Russell Crowe explanation video of rugby league. Did you guys see that?
Oh, I saw it. Explain the rules.
That is the best 5-minute video I've ever seen. So good, that needs to be required viewing for every kindergartner, in my opinion. That was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
He hadn't seen it.
Well,
how do you
I'm surprised.
Finally, it's not how do you not pull a WWE and just before the broadcast starts, play that video?
Yeah. Exactly.
Get everyone G'd up. Get everyone to understand the rules of the game and then fall into the broadcast. They didn't even do that.
No, exactly.
Like, I feel when we talked about it on our podcast a few days ago, we said it was a success, but I think we were looking at it from what happened on the field because the games were brilliant.
Mm. Yeah. That was great.
The first game, Manly Rabbitohs, was high scoring, both teams attacking. The Roosters and Broncos game, we had a more defensive game. Both teams didn't want to concede. But again, when you guys mentioned those stats, it just shows it wasn't a success after all.
Mm. Listen, on the field, they did great. The refs were out of the game. I think the field had a big play in it. Like, there was no kicking game. The kicking game was a small grubbers, nothing crazy to the side. Yeah. The wingers had nowhere to run.
Yeah.
But they were good games. Mm. But I just don't think business-wise, they did what they needed to do.
Like, to say, like, 60,000 watch a first game and then it decreased to 40,000. So it shows people were interested. They said, you know what, switch it off. You know, we'll watch something else.
But onto Samuel's point about the moments in the game, you had everything you want. I said on the pod, you had everything you want in the game. You had the poster boy, Reece Walsh, scoring a try. Yeah. You had Latrell Mitchell on top of the world playing best footy. You had, Saab do it like a 90-meter try, was it, or something like that?
Yeah,
like
a bit of
you had all your big stars showing up for the moment, and it delivered there. But as I said, the event itself, I don't think it was a success either.
It was lackluster. Yeah. They needed more happening at the stadium. Like, they had that 5,000 people crowd turn up the day before for the G-up.
Yeah.
And they G'd it up with Tim Zhu. I love Tim Zhu. He's my favorite boxer. I think he's going to be world champ. I love him. He's not the guy you take over there to do that.
It's not the
you
right
need
person,
someone
yeah.
from there.
Yeah.
Of course.
Bro, they even had, what's his name from the NFL?
Jordan Mulata.
Yeah. This guy did more hurt than he did good.
Oh, yeah.
Like, bro, he dogged the sport in front of Rock, in front of Dwayne The Rock.
Exactly.
Disgusting. That was absolutely
disgusting. That was bad, literally.
Nah, because like, we've seen him on podcasts talking about NFL's way tougher than rugby league. And then it was weird for me to see Jordan Mulata, like, on my screen. I'm like, why is this guy promoting the game when he's been talking rubbish this whole time about it? And then what he said to The Rock, The Rock was backing our sport. An American superstar is backing the rugby league. Like, I don't know, like, sorry, is The Rock promoting the game or is it Mulata?
Yeah, it was bad.
Like, I can't say Mulata wasn't swinging what The Rock was cooking. I can tell
you that.
Well said, well said.
But, like, I look at all that, of course, when you hear it from that angle and you hear all that, that's fine. But it's a 5-year plan, boys.
Yeah.
It's a 5-year plan. And that's why I'm so optimistic about it. Because I know, firstly, we took our game to America.
Yeah.
We celebrate that.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, of course, it can be better. Of course, we get the right people. Of course, Landy's like, all right, you know what? In the many years that he's kind of taken over and done things, this is probably the most lackluster thing he's done so far. Yeah. Mate, we're in COVID. Yeah. Peak COVID. He brought rugby league back.
Yeah.
That's what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, for me, I'm a bit more like, he was saying earlier that he's more optimistic of us too, and it's 100%. But in this, I'm a bit more optimistic because I love the game so much. We took our sport, the best sport in Australia, in the world, of course, to them. Say, hey, you like you love your pads? Yeah, that's cute. Look what we can do.
Yeah.
And that element was great. I thought the four teams we took were fantastic.
Yeah, 100%.
I thought that was great. Yeah. And I love that it's time for the next 5 years, so they'll be like, we'll go and take it to America. Like that's exciting.
Oh, we're going.
Yeah, we'll go.
We'll go all together.
I think we're all going.
I reckon what they should be doing during the whole year is still promoting on Fox One and that back 100%. In America. That's how they're going to boost it for next year in 2025.
Yeah.
That's what's important for them.
I said it to the boys before. I understand the angle of trying to advertise it with, we don't wear pads, we don't wear helmets.
Yeah.
But to a point, it started insulting them a little bit. And it's like, all right, you really want to start digging at our game? Like, our game's hard too. This is when I knew it was a failure. I knew instantly, a couple of months ago, I was watching an NFL game, and the commentator said, rugby is coming to America. Yeah. As soon as he said that, I was like, okay, they don't get it.
It's literally. I just went dead silent.
Yeah, it went dead silent. It's rugby league. Yeah. They did not give a clear distinction of what the two sports are because they've got rugby over there. They play rugby.
Yeah, they do.
They did not give a clear distinction, and that's when I knew it was dead in the water. I also thought Las Vegas was the worst place to do it.
Yeah, but I think they wanted to do it at Los Angeles, but I think that guy, I forgot his name, that the one that has an association over there is like, don't do it over there, it'd fail. So they had to do it, and you know.
I don't know. I'm optimistic for the future. I just think if you want to look at it from a business perspective, you failed in the first year.
Yeah, that's right.
I think 100%.
The biggest dent, so before we get there, but the biggest dent was my ladder.
That was worse.
Put the nail in the coffin.
And I think at the start they promoted it very well, but I think at the end they just stopped doing it. And I just feel that's what, again, to promote a game to get it to the fans in America, you got to constantly be putting their head rugby league.
Yep.
But I think it just died out at the end, and I think that's contributed to why I didn't go to plan.
I think you boys were right. They needed to do more marketing. Mm. They had two videos pop up, and that was it. They needed just to push that thing, man.
Yeah, exactly.
No, onto your point, but the star power. You see, have you watched the UFC event? Mm. You got Donald Trump in the crowd. You got all these stars, and they show them on camera, and that's what you know brings.
Even celebrities too. They're always there at the UFC events.
That's what I'm saying. Like it's the star
power. That's the audience. That's what you want. But in rugby league, you don't see that.
Yeah.
You know, I remember one time I was going to a South and Parramatta game at Core Stadium. This was like 8-9 years ago. My cousin got us box seats, and that Russell Crowe was sitting right next to me, on the other side of the box, trying to get a photo with him. He rejected it.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't care.
Yeah.
I was like, I felt so, like, bad. Like, you know, I was, like, upset about it. I'm like, it's Russell Crowe, you know? Like, it's a celebrity.
Yeah.
but it just hurt my feelings. Like, you know?
Russell Crowe, come on, bro. What
are you doing? I'm like, just give me a picture of this, you know?
No, but, bro, you pay a couple of celebrities, even small-time celebrities, bro. Get your Nickelodeon stars out there. Get Disney stars. Yeah. Get someone.
Yeah.
Put them in the crowd. Show the camera. You're good to go.
Yeah.
But tell Taylor Swift, stop touring, mate.
Yes.
She's too much. Like, she's way too much.
I'm convinced.
I can't believe it. Like, seeing it on social media, it's really bad.
Did you see those girls outside the stadium?
Yeah. I saw that today on Instagram.
That viral video.
What the heck just happened?
Stuff that one. The thousands of them sitting there and just singing along. I'm like, what is wrong with you people, bro?
Like, they compare this girl to Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I know.
Michael is...
Where's the
there's no comparison. Nothing.
You, at least
one's male, one's female.
But I'm saying, like, at least I saw like a post. Someone was like, at least Taylor Swift can go to an NBA game. Michael Jackson once went to an NBA game. They had to escort him out, like, because that's how, like, you know what I mean? You can't compare him.
No,
I think she's overrated.
I think so.
The border singers, the best singers, she does make top 10 for me.
Nah.
Yeah. I don't think she's that.
Bro, I like the old country stuff. Then I don't know what happened to her.
Yeah.
She went crazy.
I don't know where her hype came from. Like, all I see stadiums being sold out left, right, and center. I was like, since when was she this big?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But I think she went full silent for a couple of years. But then out of all time now, like, she wants to become like the biggest star of all them. Like,
if she was walking on the street, walk past.
Like, yeah, that's it. I'll do the same thing too.
You pull your phone out, say, give me a TikTok for my podcast. Don't lie to me.
How is she different from any other Aussie?
She looks like a
typical Aussie from Bankstown or from the Northern Beaches. I'd walk right past.
She looks like she's from Bankstown.
No, sorry, not Bankstown. Yeah, Northern Beaches.
I was going to say, you're right.
You're right.
If I walk past Tay Tay in the street, I'll probably faint.
Fair enough. Look, speaking of Faye and this guy, here's what Faye did in Queensland. Yeah, the biggest fangirl moment. Faye, I go, bro, relax, get Faye. Relax, we'll go, don't worry. It's Faye.
Oh my God. You know, I've got to tell you a funny story. So I used to work at Sydney Airport back in 2014, 2015.
Yeah.
So I was working as a traffic controller and like pushing trolleys at the same time. So I was coming to the office and I was trying to get the walkie-talkie. So every worker has to have a walkie-talkie.
Sorry, Joe, you could? Does he need to bring the mic closer to
him? Yeah, he probably might have to.
No, all good? All right, sorry.
No, that's all good. Anyway, so I was getting... I was getting the walkie-talkie from the office. Who comes to the office? 5 Seconds of Summer. I don't know if you know the rock band. So I was walking in. I'm like, who's these guys? I'm like, I've never seen them before. They asked me, I'm like, who are you? I'm like, they're 5 Seconds of Summer. I was like, okay, we had a conversation, talked about 5-10 minutes. And then my boss was like, he's like, just go to work straight away. As soon as I walked out the door, all the girls came out of nowhere, thousands of them. They're asking me, where's 5 Seconds of Summer? I'm like, who? I'm like, who's 5 Seconds of Summer? I'm like, 5 Seconds of Summer's already completed. I started walking out and all you see, 20, 30, 40, 50 of them started passing out as soon as I walked out. And me and my mates just from work just laughing. I'm like, what the hell just happened here? I'm like, is this a bloody disaster here? I'm like, what the hell?
How do people faint when they see this?
I don't know. Honestly,
I really don't know. Like, literally.
The only person I'd faint for is Conor McGregor.
Yeah, the boys he's a big fan of McGregor.
Like, that's my man crush.
Yeah,
okay. God bless McGregor. But we're getting off topic.
All right, let's get into it. We're going to talk about the road to WrestleMania, boys.
Yeah.
But before I do, how good was Elimination Chamber?
Oh, amazing. Oh, what an event. Gents. Like, that was crazy. Like,
did your boys go? Did you go to the
event? My brother went. Oh, yeah? I begged these two to come.
It was better. It was just amazing experiencing that live.
Yeah.
Like, we've been used to, like, I don't know if you went to live events when they came here, like live shows.
No, I went to one 2018 in Melbourne.
Yeah, so you know the feeling. It wasn't that. It was a different feeling. I feel like I was going to a WrestleMania. That's what it really came down to.
It was massive, man. Elimination Chamber, they put on a great show. I was saying to Stat, it was a very mid card.
Yeah.
Everything was pretty straightforward. It was so predictable. You knew what was going to happen. But being there was something else, man. That crowd was awesome. Yeah. We sat next to the exit of all the stars.
Oh, okay.
So all the wrestlers were walking in our direction. So we were booing Dom as he's walking down. It was awesome. It was a really good experience.
From where we were sitting, I didn't like how they set up the ramp. It was going downwards. So we couldn't even
see the ramp.
The wrestlers going down, no stage. But the event itself, like, this is a moment like I'll probably never forget. Like, being there and especially being a proper pay-per-view, not like a normal live show. It was just something like I'll never forget.
It was brilliant, man. It was definitely worth the trip, especially going all the way to bloody Perth.
It was a bit of an idea.
But that was a great trip, and it set up a lot. It didn't set up as much as I thought it would. Like, I genuinely thought The Rock was showing up.
We were waiting for that, actually.
There was a part in it where Austin Theory was full mocking The Rock, and I thought that was a perfect time for The Rock to come out.
Like, you'd think the next thing that came out of that moment was The Rock theme song, but nothing came.
It just didn't happen. Didn't happen the way we wanted it. No one shed any tears, Joseph.
That's when you cried, Joseph.
Passionate WWE fan. That's what we like.
That's it, bro. That's it. But what a great event, boys. Yeah. It was awesome. And it's leading up to something very interesting.
Yeah.
This is probably the most traction I've seen with the WWE in the last year or so.
Yeah, 100%.
In that so much has changed in such a short amount of time. Promoting The Rock to take on the main event, to swerving the next week, to setting up a tag match, to setting up this feud between the Bloodline and the rest of the WWE, I'm really liking where things are going.
Yeah, and that's all Triple H, bro.
It's all Triple H's work. Yeah. And that's what it came... Like, you think half these decisions will come to be if it wasn't for Triple H?
100%.
Vince McMahon is as stubborn as they come.
Yeah, and he's old school too. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, this bloke... A lot of people would throw out their ideas to Vince and he'd shut them down immediately. Yep. But with Triple H, a lot of superstars have said this, he would take those decisions in and would actually implement them in a storyline, which is good. So,
well, that was what was interesting, right? Was they had to swerve and they had to do it quick.
Yeah.
And they did it pretty well. Yeah. It was just, he lied to me, he manipulated me. Cody is back into it. Do you boys think that Roman loses to Cody this year?
Look, surely he does, because again, if he loses, 2 years of storyline goes to the bin. And again, Cody Rhodes will start to question, should I even be in this business now? Because again, he wants his title. And like, if he doesn't get it, then I'll start to worry for him. Because again, what's next for him? Because you're not going to wait another year to get your belt. So I think he's going to get it done surely.
Yeah. 100%. There's no doubt in my mind that Cody Rhodes doesn't win. Like, as Samuel said, it's been building up for too long. There has to be a payoff.
That's right.
Like, Triple H is known to deliver, and he will deliver come WrestleMania.
And like, plus, for them to change it to Cody being the main event against Roman, and for him not to win, it wouldn't make sense.
That's right.
All that work, the fans saying, we want Cody, and then for that all to go in the bin, yeah, it has to happen. It's time Roman loses it.
Yeah.
I'm on the Rock side. But I could care less for Cody's story.
Thank you.
I could tell that you're a Rock fan.
I could care very little for Cody's story. I didn't care 2 years ago. I don't care now. Listen to my story.
Yeah. Is it like an underdog story?
No, bro. What underdog, bro? You lost. Khalas.
Because so, if you watch Cody Rhodes' career play out from where he started, we watched him throughout. It's our childhood. Yeah. I remember watching his guy legacy days. You know, watching him through that, and then went to the indie scene, then came back to WWE, and he's wanting to finish the story. You know, I love that underdog story, and that's what makes the story better, and the payoff will be amazing. And I feel like that is 10 times better than The Rock versus Roman at WrestleMania.
I liked that also last year.
Okay.
Yeah. This year.
Yeah, okay.
I guess
you missed your chance.
Yeah.
Go fight for the United States belt against Logan Paul. And leave us to the
But you gotta look at the Mertz sales. Go look at, he's the face of WWE now.
He is, he's good.
That's the thing, bro. At Chamber, I knew he was over.
Yeah,
I did not think he was that over, bro. Exactly. It was ridiculous. That woe was louder than anything I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I love Cody. He's my guy. I think he's the next face of the company, but not this year. I genuinely think Roman retains, and I think he beats Hogan's record.
Yeah.
And that's when he loses it.
Yeah.
They have been focusing so much on making this guy the GOAT.
Yeah.
They said it a year ago. They said that he's in the second quarter or whatever he's calling it in baseball terms, whatever.
Yeah.
He still hasn't done it yet. He still needs to dominate everyone and everything, and then he finally drops it.
Yeah.
And I think it just pushes Cody even further if he loses.
Yeah.
I know you're worried about him leaving. I think this makes him even more over. This turns him into the what's his name?
Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. Turns him into that of the WWE.
Yeah.
I genuinely think they have a story that's worth playing out. Mm. And I think it's going to play out in the next year. The stuff with Seth, the stuff with The Rock, all this stuff that's surrounding it is too much for it just to be a simple 1, 2, 3. You got your new champion.
That's right, yeah.
So you're not buying that Rock will betray Roman?
I think Seth's going to betray Cody.
That's what people are saying.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because it reminds me back in 2014 when the Shield got together. And that's when Seth betrayed Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns at the same time.
That's right.
But everything's just happening right now. Like, it's just, some people say it's making no sense, but some people say it makes sense with these storylines too. But I'm just saying, I don't know what's going to happen at Mania, but it's going to, about to something's going to happen, like literally for everyone's like to go shock.
Yeah, you know? It is going to be the biggest Mania.
It will be the biggest one of them
all. Yeah.
But at the same time, I was saying,
Sorry.
No, that's what.
Right. Camera. Move that a bit just to get Anthony in it. Yeah.
Yeah, so like with Roman Reigns, he's accomplished everyone. Like, he beat Kevin Owens, he's beat Sami Zayn, he's beat every other wrestler, Randy Orton, Drew McIntyre. Who's left?
Mm.
Just Cody Rhodes? Is there anyone else? I never bought into the Roman Reigns hype. I never bought into it.
Yeah,
really?
I don't think he's the GOAT. Like, I know Cena even puts him on the GOAT list.
Yeah, yeah.
He actually put him on Rushmore, yeah.
My issue with Roman Reigns, I've said this many times, and I get why he can't be there every single week. But my issue is, like, he's not there. Like, when is Roman Reigns there to, like, defend the top? Like, your title reign is solely dependent on how you defend the title and the storylines you make.
Sure.
Bloodline storyline, I'd give it to him. He's what really got WWE out of COVID.
Mm.
He's what really carried that company throughout that time. But, like, now it's like I don't, I just, like, you, for me personally, like, when I think about title reigns, I think about that CM Punk reign back in 2012. How many days was it again?
No, I think it was 2011 and 2012.
Regardless, but it's like, you got to, and even just Cena, just week in, week out, defend that title, make your name. But I get the situation. But that's why I could never put him on the GOAT list. No matter if he even passes Bruno Sammartino.
Yeah.
I could never.
I get it, because he hasn't defended that much. He hasn't done his thing.
That's right.
And I agree with that. And that's why I think Cody will be the new face of the company. He will change the game. He'll be that fighting champion that Seth Rollins keeps talking about, even though he wants that title so bad.
He does.
He wants it so bad.
Because how? Oh, you keep going.
I just lost it. Go. Oh, sorry, go. You're right.
I think that Cody Rhodes will win the belt at WrestleMania, and I think The Rock will betray Roman. And how I was seeing it is that Jimmy, Solo, and Paul Heyman will go join The Rock as the new bloodline. Roman will become the babyface, and I believe Sami Zayn and Jey Uso will help him beat Rock at SummerSlam or wherever he's going to verse him.
I agree with all of that. I just don't think it's going to happen this year.
Probably next year.
I think after he gets the Hogan record, that's when they do it.
Yeah. How far is he from that record?
September.
Maybe it'll happen at SummerSlam too. Yeah. You don't know. After SummerSlam.
It could happen.
Yeah, SummerSlam's too early. Yeah, I don't know why. I am convinced about this record. They want him to have it. Because they know the Bruno Sammartino one's out of reach. No one's going to grab that anymore. So I think they want him to take the Hogan one. Done and dusted. Turn him babyface later down the track if he stays with the WWE.
Yeah. Fair enough.
And move on.
Do you think, how do you think the fans will react? Like, when they, let's say Roman does pin Cody and win it.
Yeah.
How do you think the fans are going to react to that?
I think that all depends on how they do it.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, I've been saying since last year that the way this, the way Roman loses the title is it has to be the entire WWE against the bloodline. And that's right. It looks like that's what they're doing right now. It looks like they're trying to grab every wrestler they can to sort of feud with them. It needs to be an overthrow. Like, everyone needs to have enough with the bloodline, and the whole locker room is like, stuff it. We're killing this guy. And they do a no DQ match, and he daps out. However they do it with Cody, as long as Cody gets bashed, the living daylights out of him, it needs to be everyone's just annihilating this kid. He loses. No one's going to be upset about that.
Did you watch SmackDown?
Mm.
Did you see The Rock twister to
He done it again. That means a lot to me. It means everything.
But that's the second time that happened.
On the first SmackDown.
There you go. I think the first time was a mistake.
Yeah, it was. But then the second time, now it's like, you know what?
Because even Paul Heyman, when The Rock just twisted it, he even looked at him.
So yeah.
I was about to say.
They're building something up there.
And Paul Heyman reacted to it as well.
It was like, what the heck's going on here? Yeah. So this is my take, right? Cody has to win the belt this WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Because, okay, the reason is CM Punk was meant to win the Rumble.
Yeah, that's right.
They called an audible for Cody to win it because Punk did his tricep.
Exactly.
So I think it was going to be Punk. And then I think they were aiming for that to be Punk Rollins for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And then they were going to do an Elimination Chamber match around the Universal title, which Cody was going to win.
Yeah.
So this is where this is where it stands. There is no way I see in my mind that they go through this thing another year. Yeah. I don't want Cody winning the Royal Rumble 3 years in a row.
Imagine that.
That'd be dumb.
Bro, that's the first record to do it. Like, that'd be
dumb. To me, it's so dumb.
I think it was dumb this year.
Yeah, it was dumb, but it was a last minute change that they had to do. And it shouldn't have been him. I would have loved it had to be McIntyre.
Yeah,
personally.
Yeah.
But then again, it wouldn't have probably been the same element and everything else. That's just top of my head. I would have thought McIntyre.
I agree with you, like, for it, the storyline to be another year, like 3 years of the same storyline, it's going to get a bit boring.
It's boring. Like, and then everyone's going to be like, man, like, this hype around Cody, is it really worth it? Like, I don't buy it to like that they're going to love him more.
No,
I think they're going to be like, you know what? This guy's actually dreadful.
Yeah.
Not dreadful, but they're going to be like, he's not worth what he is to be main event. Like, that's why it has to end this year. He has to take the belt this year.
Exactly.
How I see it happening is, The Rock will turn on Reigns.
Yeah.
And then Bloodline rules, whatever. And I'm convinced that half of the roster comes out, because you got to think about it. Roman's defended every title with the Bloodline interfering every single time.
Yeah, they always do.
And Bloodline rules, anything goes, right?
Yeah.
Why not bring out the whole roster that lost every opportunity? Like, Yannick Lesnar was there. But imagine bringing out all these guys that got screwed off the title to bring it against the Bloodline, against Roman, and it was all made a court order from The Rock.
Yeah.
And then Cody goes and wins it.
That's it.
Because look, let's be real, it ain't going to happen clean.
It can't happen.
Because how I see it next year is, if they delete this whole had again for another year, Cody has to go and fight mid-carders and fight all these duds again.
But
it makes no sense.
Think about that. He did that this year, and at the beginning of this year, everyone was like, what's going on with Cody? What's this storyline? No one gave a crap.
Yeah.
Took 3 weeks and everyone was back on board with the Cody storyline. I think the opposite happens. I think the tag match happens, Bloodline loses, there's no Bloodline rules, Seth betrays Cody, and that's how it goes down.
I love about what Triple H has done, like, us fans, we don't even know what's happening. The unpredictability that he has installed into the business for 3 years, like, we don't even know what's happening with, like, Damian Priest with the Money in the Bank. When is he?
See, that's the biggest question mark, because I've been saying to the boys on the podcast, you have to watch Damian Priest out, because at Mania, he can cash it in at any time.
Yeah.
It could be the World Heavyweight Championship, or the WWE Universal Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah.
That's the big question mark. So you got to watch that.
Imagine that.
Because everyone went blanked out. I said, you got to watch out Damian Priest. I'm actually surprised about this bloke. I know he came from NXT and and he's developing his character. And look at him now. Like, he's killing us in Judgment Day. Yeah. I'm actually a big fan of Damian Priest more than the other members. Like, but you know?
But going back to that Cody Rhodes thing, like, let's take the storyline out of it. You're saying about he was facing mid-carders before this. He was probably getting promises from Triple H saying, we're going to finish your story come Mania. And I feel like that's why he's stuck along this ride. And he's still going to obviously finish the story. But if I was Cody Rhodes, storyline out of it, let's talk about Cody Rhodes like as a person. If I was him, if I don't finish the story by Mania, this Mania, I'd go back to AEW. Like, you came for the one reason to win that title, to finish your story, win the title your father never won. And, you know, ultimately, I don't know what he'd do after a defender title. He can do what he wants. Yeah. But that's why he came into the WWE. If he doesn't achieve that, that's, you know, like, I'd be pissed if I was Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, and on that, sorry, just quickly, on that, he hasn't resigned with the company yet.
Yeah, exactly.
They've put it off until he hasn't resigned yet. So if he doesn't get the title this year, mate, I would be surprised if he goes back to the Young Bucks and the boys, the same boys.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Like, who knows what's going to happen during the year? He might get injury, a long-term injury, and he can't finish the story again at WrestleMania.
I guess that's what happens when you break the throne.
You see? Yeah, I thought he did that. Yeah, I remember that. Back in AEW, that was funny.
Bro, you take a look at this from an outside perspective. This is a great thing he's not winning it straight away.
Okay.
Bro, any wrestler thinks they can come back and look at CM Punk. I know people love him. I was fuming when he came back.
All right.
Okay.
Because as much as I love him as a performer, bro, you cannot go and destroy every relationship you have and then expect to be in the title picture straight away. He injured himself, stuffed him up, and it's like, play the waiting game. Cody, play the waiting game, bro. If you watched his documentary, he said, I'm a WWE guy. AEW was never going to be my forever home. I think he understands the business well, and he's a little bit more patient than the rest of us are. Because honestly, bro, WWE fans, bro, they're not patient.
Just as bad as Dogs fans.
So I think it's fair to say you're not a Cody crybaby.
Hey, listen, I was yelling Cody crybaby the whole time. Bro, the crowd was yelling Cody, Cody, Cody. I go, Rocky, Cody crybabies, you all suck. They all booed me out of the stadium, bro.
It's crazy to see The Rock turn heel, man. I'd never thought I'd see that again in like my whole lifetime.
What's interesting is a few years ago, he wouldn't have been.
Yeah.
He would have just dug his teeth in. It's about me. It's not about the company. He's come out and said, I'm very happy this is happening with Cody.
Yeah.
And he's just all about the story and the company right now. It's beautiful to see.
Yeah. See that 30-minute promo he cut? Yeah. That was up there as one of the best
back
promos.
The old Hilton character back in the late 90s.
Yeah.
That's what I remembered as my childhood. Like, The Rock being him, like, giving it to the fans, you know, like, saying it to the lady, like, you know. that's funny. Like, that's what you want to see during a comedy.
Because
you don't see comedy as much in the WWE as much. Yeah. Only probably, like, Chad Gable and
Kira Tozawa.
Yeah. They're the only people like that. Oh my God.
Some wrestlers are born to be heel. Like, you can't put it in his face.
That's true, yeah.
Like with Roman, before he was part of the Shield,
that's right.
We had our friend Jimmy, he went backstage and everyone was telling him during one of the events, watch out for Roman, he's going to be the next best thing, Then they brought him into Shield. And then they gave him the title. And then he was face against Lesnar. He versus Lesnar every single week, every single main event.
Yeah, that's
like
right.
Kalana.
It made sense.
Like, I couldn't care less.
Exactly.
I couldn't care less for this guy. Yeah. Then the minute he turned heel, then the bloodline. Then every day I'm just doing this. I wake up.
Yeah. I'm the one.
You have to acknowledge him. You have to. Yeah. He's the best.
Yeah. I think otherwise, but yeah, I get your point.
That's true. But look, we were talking about earlier, we highlighted the Damian Priest factor.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that for a little bit because so far with the way the Money in the Bank's gone and the cash-ins, they've been woeful.
Oh, yeah absolutely.
Disgusting.
Yeah, 100%.
Like Austin Theory doing it for the US title and then... it was a bit of a laugh for a couple of weeks was getting bashed by Roman. I was mad.
Yeah.
But look, I think... Because we're talking about that. Listen, I just want to say I love Drew McIntyre. I've loved him for years.
He's
unreal. Yeah, his character now... Just hating on Punk, being a grump.
He's a troll.
It's the best. I believe he'll beat Seth.
He will be.
He'll get his moment at WrestleMania.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's when the cash will happen.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be for the Universal.
No.
Imagine doing it to Cody, but.
Oh,
that will be the 180.
That is the only reason I want Cody to win. Like, if he gets cashed in on, oh my goodness,
bro, he finished the story.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. You finished the story. You finished the story. That's it.
Yeah,
you had your moment in the sun for 2 minutes. Let me press cash. Get in, bro. You had your moment. You break my throne. You got your minute to fame. You get in. You go back to the bottom.
Just imagine how much better though Drew McIntyre will be once he gets cashed in on.
Oh, yeah. That anger that will like just come out of this bloke, he will lose his mind on everyone.
I think it's gonna happen because you know when, during COVID when it was WrestleMania, he got his championship, but now in front of an audience, I feel Damian Priest cashing in will just make the storyline like 10 times greater. So I think very big chance.
But it just reminds me of like if Damian Priest like cashes in to Seth Rollins or Drew McIntyre, like whatever it is. It's going to remind me of 2015. Remember when Roman Reigns was versus Brock Lesnar at Mania?
Yeah.
And that's when Seth Rollins ran away and cashed it in. And then you see Roman Reigns like crying a reaction. That's what's going to happen to McIntyre. That's what I could see.
Yeah, 100%. But, and then the thing, there's just so many possibilities. Yeah. That's why I love the Reds versus Mania.
That's why we're in such a good spot. Yeah. Like WWE as a whole right now is in such a good spot. We were saying it yesterday. Is. We don't know where anything's going to go.
Do you guys watch other promotions? Like, do you watch AEW?
I do. I keep up to date, but not as much as WWE.
No, not as much as WWE. Because I try to keep up with a lot of it. Like, Ring of Honor is very hard to keep up with.
It is hard.
They're just ridiculous. Yeah. But, like, I've seen the things that happen in New Japan.
Yeah, like, I love New Japan.
Like, WWE just signed Tama Tonga.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And he used to be with Bullet Club as well. I got the Bullet Club shirt at home as well.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of them too.
Massive. Like Balor Styles and then, you know, the good
brothers. I hope they form that group. It'll I think Triple H is going to build that storyline. I think it's going to happen.
But you know, another thing I love about WWE right now, we're talking about all the good things and that, but you know, it's the little things I love.
Yeah.
You know, Michael Cole gets on commentary, talks about CMLL, like the Mexican promotion.
Yeah, that's right.
Like how Andrade came from there.
Correct.
Talks about, you know, Sting getting his retirement at another company, the rival company, talking, hey, you know, Sting had his retirement match, all the best for him in his career.
That's right.
I love the little mentions.
Yeah.
I love that, like, because Vince Era, it's like, you don't talk about anything else but this.
Exactly.
And I tell you what to say, you don't get the freedom to say what you want to say. Yeah. But we can see that freedom, bro. It's like Michael Cole's as this new lease on life. Yeah, commentary. It's like he's let loose. And I love that the little things like that WWE have changed in the background, in the little tweaks.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I've loved watching the WWE.
It's turned that into a wrestler's company.
Yeah, 100%.
But I would love to see, like, down the track in the future that you want Triple H, like, connect with other companies like New Japan, Ring of Honor, or AEW together as well.
Mm.
They want the best talent in WWE.
Yeah.
Like, you know how you said Tama Tonga signed with WWE? Sure. I think that's going to work out for him as well. Like, forming with Gallows, Anderson, Styles, AJ. Balor. I think that's going to work out perfectly.
Possibilities are endless, bro. Yeah, like, it could have, you know, Battle Turn on Judgment Day.
That's right. And then he forms Bullet Club, you know?
Yeah.
Imagine Bullet Club's in WWE. I'll be the first one buying the Bullet Club t-shirt.
Yeah.
I swear. And watch how much fans are watching, like, wearing Bullet Club shirts. It's going to be it's going to be selling out more.
Yeah.
More than every other merch.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I can see it.
100%. It's going to be crazy.
People are comparing this era of WWE. Yeah. No one knows what to call this era of WWE.
Yeah.
Like Chris Van Villet, big journalist in the scene. He doesn't even know what to call it. Like he even said, he's saying this is, we're in an era he can't even describe. He can't put his finger on it. A lot of people can't, man. We're truly in a great era. Something, like, we're always going to think back to when we were kids. Obviously, we're going to think about our times with the best, Randy Orton, John Cena, top of his game. Yeah. But a lot of people our age back then didn't see that.
Yeah.
So that, but we're always going to see it as great. But I'm saying now, a lot of people are comparing it to the Attitude Era. And that's something, like, you look back at Attitude Era tapes, obviously it's not the same.
Of course.
Yeah.
But onto yours about Michael Cole, he's bringing a bit more reality into WWE.
Yeah.
You know, like, we just had Michael Chandler in WWE.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's calling out McGregor at a WWE event.
That was funny. I love that.
That was the best thing. That is so dumb.
Yeah.
That was the
main. But it was perfect. It was perfect for WWE.
It was amazing.
Yeah. I think they're starting to call it the Renaissance.
Are they calling the Renaissance?
That's the tag right now. It's not sticking.
Yeah.
But bro, this Netflix deal, all this stuff that's happened, bro, it's going to be a big thing.
Like I'm saying, it's special, right? It's a special time. Like, who would have thought Punk would come back to WWE?
Oh, never in a million
years. Never in a million years. But you know what? Imagine Vince was still running the show now.
Oh, forget
it. We would not be talking about WWE.
It went down for like that. Yeah. Bro, you ship, right? Like ship, everything.
Because like even my mates that have stopped watching it for so long, they're back watching it.
Yeah, that's right.
How good it is in
the
recent
best
weeks.
Thing that could have ever happened to WWE, I know it's bad for me to say, was those allegations. On Vince McMahon. Like, honestly, man, like,
if that didn't happen, Triple H is not in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
But like, obviously it was bad that whatever happened.
The whole situation.
No, no, we're hearing it. You're happy it happened.
From a
no,
business
we're hearing it. No, you're
I mean, we're getting great television, we're getting great wrestlers.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. But then like we only just discussed two matches, like possibly two matches. Yeah. But then you look at like the girls' match, like, you know, Bayley and Sky.
Yeah.
Like, that storyline is progressing really, really well.
It is.
Bayley will win that. It's not even because you got to remember, Drew and Bayley carried them through that COVID era.
Yeah. Correct.
Carried the company on their back. 100%. They'll get their moment.
Yeah,
right? Their time to shine.
Yeah, they will.
It's just, But I think what WWE need is they need more titles.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
They need another girls' mid title for sure.
They've got another title in there for the men as well, and because the talent that's there is insane.
It is.
It's insane, bro. And we keep recruiting. Like, we keep bringing in people. Exactly. Like, because I know AEW do trios titles.
That's what I was going to say. Because since WWE, like, they don't have a six-man tag team championship.
Yeah.
I think Triple H should bring that into WWE. I think that's fair. So, like, imagine, like, the factions like Bullet Club.
That's right.
Or, say, the New Day.
New Day, Final Testament.
Yeah, or the Usos. Like,
Yeah,
like Usos and Solo. That makes sense, you know? I would love to see that down the track if that happens. Like, I've been saying on the pod every week.
You have. You're right.
Yeah.
Do you think they should separate the tag team titles?
Yes.
It's happening. Bring back the World Tag Team and the WWE Tag Team. That's what I would bring back. I
think 100%. You've got to separate it.
Yes.
Triple H has signed 620 tag teams and we're fighting for one.
Oh,
exactly. And then there's all the dumb matches in between. Yeah. If you put them on each brand, you separate them right.
That's good, yeah.
But it will actually bring back the enjoyment of watching tag team wrestling. 100%. Not just for the sake of awesome how to get storyline between, you know, Imperium and the New Day for like Hanuk Street.
Street Profits were massive back then.
That's right.
And even the Alpha Academy, like they've lost their bit.
Yeah.
Who do you think would just throw in Gunther for the belt too?
And that's the thing. Do they go down the route of Priest fighting Gunther for the RC title and then later cashing in? No. But at the end of the day, I don't see it because at the end of the day, they've got to get the title of Gunther because he's now a main eventer.
It's got to be Gable, bro.
It's got to be Gable. I see it as Gable. Like, I can't see
Sami Zayn. I don't think it's Sami Zayn either.
I think Chad Gable, he's been waiting for that opportunity as well. After when he lost, Gunther even like embarrassed him in front of his own daughter too.
That was a beautiful story,
but now he wants his redemption.
Yeah. And you know what? What better way to do it? Gauntlet match, six-man gauntlet match.
Oh, man.
I mean,
that's going to be crazy. I can't wait to see that. I can't wait.
I feel it's either between Chad Gable or Sami Zayn because Sami Zayn and Monday Night Raw goes, I'll either come for my opportunity or the opportunity will come to me. Yeah, and as soon as he said that, Gunther came into the picture.
So they're building something with Zayn.
Yeah.
Whether it's the IC or something else, they're building a big storyline with him. And you can just see it happening every single week.
Yeah, yeah.
But the storyline that built every single week, boys, is your storyline. This Touchline podcast, I've got to tell you, it was actually the week of Elimination Chamber.
Mm.
I finally looked at, I was with Joseph, my brother, in the airport, and I was looking at one of your TikToks. I'm like, you know what, Saka, I'm just going to text them. Yeah. I'm going to message them, see what the goal is. Boys, you start off in a garage back in 2022. I'm going to say December 2022, November.
That's correct,
December. Your very first podcast is a six-minute episode.
I remember that.
Of you guys just talking about some sporting thing that was happening at that moment in time.
Yeah.
To be straight out, something that no one would even consider to look at,
because
you're just a bunch of Lebos from the area.
Yeah, that's right.
And then every single week, slowly build, build. One week you've got a new camera angle. The next week you've got a mug that says the Touchline podcast. Then out of nowhere, this new studio gets built, and you guys are killing the game. I was saying the stat, you guys are on the same, pretty much the same level in subbies as us, but you guys are killing it with views, man.
Yeah, Thank you so much.
Every single week, there's just another video and another video, another interview. You got Gus Gould on your potty.
That's cool.
Shab halal with that bloke.
We call him the Shuddo.
Shuddo Gould.
Shuddo Gould.
So before I get into this story with you boys, ladies and gents, stop what you're doing. Click the link below and subscribe to this podcast.
Thanks, man.
Because, gents, I love it. They're so annoyed with me how much I've been talking about it the last few days. I love your stuff. I watched three podcasts over the last 3 days. I'm gonna become one of those Taylor Swift fainting chicks, boys. Take me back to the start.
Yeah.
Take me back to the beginning because I genuinely think we're gonna have a very similar story.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I wanna know what got you guys to say, let's do this thing.
So
let's go.
Well, do you want to start?
I'll explain the story.
Yeah, okay.
Basically, the epitome of let's start a podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, let's start a podcast. Well, it was, I don't know what game it was.
I think, yeah, so.
Coming back from a game.
Yeah.
We got into a bit of a discussion about the game. And then we raised the question like, hey, let's just start a podcast. Yeah, we're talking all this crap. Let's just start a podcast, put it on camera.
Yeah.
And then that plan fell out for a while. Yeah, and then I bring up the question again. I'm like, boys, what's happening with this podcast? Let's get it done. Bought a few cheap mics on eBay, set up a few, you know, put the flag on the garage wall, set up a table, a barbecue table, mind you, plastic chairs, and the rest is history.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. But since like after the Bulldogs won against Parramatta in 2022.
Oh, was it that one?
Yeah, it was in July. Wow. So yeah. I think me, Samuel, like behind Shabo and Bill, like they were in front of us, going back to the car. And we all mentioned as well, like, I was like, you know what? Let's start this podcast. Let's see if this will work out. You know, like, let's start from scratch, you know, because I know nothing's not easy these days, but you got to start from the beginning, man. Yeah. You know, you want to like build up the audience, build up the viewership, you know, there's a lot of things involved. I said, you know what? What the heck? Let's just try it out. See what happens. You know, the first video, I think it was Bill, Samuel, Shabil started the first episode, and then I jumped in episode two.
Episode three.
But the worst part was I was flying to Lebanon at the same time.
Okay.
Because I was speaking to a girl that time, but things didn't work out my way. But then I came back. They say, are you coming back 100% sure? I'm like, yes. And then during the year, last year, I went back to Lebanon again, like with my family, because we had to baptize my nephew for his christening. That's Masali, God bless him. Like, he's 31 in the next few weeks. Yeah, so
that's cute.
But you know what? Thank God, it's the biggest blessing that we came this far. And I told the boys, let's just keep grinding. Let's do what we have to do, what we do best, you know? And this is the gift from God.
I love that.
You know what? I'm so blessed. And even the boys are so blessed. Without them, I would have been in this position right now.
I love it, boys, because you guys have done what we did. And that was grow in front of your audience. And that's when I tell a good podcast from a great podcast, in that you guys are just blokes that are like, you know what? Grow with us.
Yeah.
We're going to start off. All right. We had no cameras this week. We stuffed up. The mic wasn't working. I see it in your descriptions.
Right, yeah.
And you just let the audience do it. Mm. And you let the audience grow with you. And you guys have just grown and grown. And so quickly, man, in a year.
It's crazy. Exactly in a year, to be exact.
Honestly, like, truly blessed. Like, obviously, we're still at the start of our journey. And we're still got a ways away to be where we want to be. But yeah, man, you always got to start somewhere. You got to start from scratch, as you said, like audio issues. Even just recently, as I told you, the Gus Good podcast, you know, that recorded in slow motion. Always these things are going to pop up, and it's how you adapt to it. And it's just, you got to keep pushing forward. You can't just let 100%. That beat you down.
Like, we started this for fun, you know, said, you know what, let's do it. But now slowly, slowly, we're starting to say, you know what, we want to try and make this a career, you know? Mm. And that's where we're at. And if it happens, you know, that's God's will. If it doesn't, that's also God's will. So again, we're just taking it like day by day and just see where it takes us.
Okay, so let me ask you guys decide. It was you two that decided it, or four of you?
So
together?
Basically, we're talking. I think a collective decision.
I think it's a very,
so all four decision. Of you said this is a good idea.
Yeah. Mm. Yes.
That's not what happened with us at all.
Yeah, I'm curious. Nah. What's your boys' story?
So how did this come about with you guys?
Kick it off. I love potties. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I love potties. I'm a Christian. He's a Christian, and we realized all the podcasts we were listening to were just filth. Like, even sports podcast, bro, like, you can't watch an episode without the F word, without them talking about sex, whatever. Yeah, so I looked at Stat and I was just complaining to him one night. And I go, you know what? I got to stop complaining if I'm not going to do something about it. Yeah. So let's do it. Let's just go for it. So we did the same thing, bought some cheap mics, whatever. I go, let's just start. Let's just do it. So we sat in my garage. We started our first potty. And then we went from there.
Yeah. And when he said to me, there's a little podcast, I said, you're absolutely out of your mind.
Yeah.
Oh, dead honest. I was like, mate, take it easy. Like, let's reel it back in. Let's not be crazy.
Yeah.
But he started making the points because, like you mentioned, we are born again Christians.
Yeah.
And the thing for us is I wanted to listen to some podcasts. I obviously won't get naming, but I wanted to listen to some podcasts, I want to listen to rugby league.
Yeah.
I want to listen to rugby league content. I don't want to hear him talk about sex. Girls and like that Hanak drug. I don't care for that. If I want to listen to sport, listen to sport. If I want to go do all that, there are many places I can go and watch those things and listen to those things.
I don't need
to go on a sport podcast and do that, for example.
Yeah.
And then everything I was trying to listen to is like all rubbish. And then he brought it up. Like, you know what? If we can be an example for Christ and do something that'll impact and, you know, bring like a different community in. Like, it took me a while, but like, you know what? I'm on board. I get it.
Yeah, that's beautiful, right, man.
We're leaders in our church. So we do the youth and the kids, we do a lot of stuff there. And we were like, you know what? They got nothing to listen to, bro. They got nothing to muck around. If we're not going to be an example to them, let's give them something. So that's how we did it. But boys, I love the fact that you guys just went for it and you just keep growing. What are you doing to grind? What are you guys doing to just keep pushing? Is your community supportive of it? Like your friends and family, they had to have ripped you apart.
Oh man.
Yeah.
You know the Lebo dads. What are you going to put?
They're all the same. Like.
Even to this day, it's like, what are you doing? My dad, I got Feel Good on. It's like, nah, I feel good.
I'm like, doesn't believe in you.
Yeah, you know, that's a lot of people can relate. Yeah. But yeah, a lot of people doubted us, man. Like, just friends, family. You know, it's hard. Like as you said, boys from the area want to start a podcast. It hasn't been heard of or seen of. Not many people have done it. So like, yeah, obviously you're gonna have a judgmental in a way. A lot of people are gonna bear that, but it's just you gotta keep pushing forward and just, you know, block out all the noise.
Yeah.
Just see your career path. See where you and your boys went ahead, and as long as you see that end goal, just keep pushing for it. And as I said, block out all that noise.
Exactly, and stay positive all the time as well. You know, I always say to the boys, we're on the right track right now, because like how Bill said about, you know, people being so judgmental, they want to put you down and they want to talk a lot of crap. You know what? That just motivates you harder every single day of the week. And you know what? God's given us that blessing every day. I say, you know what, God, you give me that direction, I follow that way. That's it.
I love it. So, how do you boys? Sorry.
No, that's all right.
Was there a point where you boys were like, let's throw it in? Yeah, I'm done. I can't be bothered.
Honestly, man, if I'm being 100% honest, not so far.
Like, there's times at games, like when we do our vlogs, we're like, we know we're going to get smashed again. Are we really bothered doing a vlog? But, you know, we have to do it, try and get a video out of it. And then, you know, because a lot of our fans love the vlogs, you know, that's probably one of the biggest parts of our channel. So we kept on doing it, even though we weren't bothered. We just had to keep doing it. And that's the thing that motivates you, the drive to keep on
and
doing it.
That's another thing. Like, we're having fun with what we're doing. Like, we love doing the vlogs, the interviews. Like, we wouldn't be doing it if we weren't having fun. But in that sense, you're sacrificing, you know, going to the game without having to record yourself or doing those sort of things. There's a lot of sacrifice involved, man.
It is. But it's having fun, too, at the same time as well. Yeah. All of us having a laugh.
Oh,
you know?
It's the best time.
It's the best thing, you know?
I'll tell you right now, I've never watched a vlog a day in my life. I watch the Elimination Chamber vlog. I go, I'm going to watch 5 minutes, just get it out of the way, so I've got something to talk to you boys about, you know? I watched the whole damn thing. I'm like, far out. These guys are funny. They're good. They're good.
Oh, my God.
I love the vlog thing, man. I love what you guys do. Your social media stuff is hilarious. I don't know how you guys come up with these ideas, but I was looking at stuff. I go, that's why they're better than us.
Because you boys are smashing it. I'm looking at your socials. Quality. Look at your studio, man. You're smashing it. Quality content. I was telling the boys, I'm like, these boys are amazing. Like honestly, your content, boys, I'm usually the one to say it the way it is. I'll tell you the way it is, man. You boys are smashing it.
I appreciate it.
That comes from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
But I'm telling you, the one that got me was your Gould one.
Yeah.
The you standing behind, what's his name?
The promo.
And then in the car with JFK. I'm like, where does this guy come up with that?
I'm watching this thing thinking, what the heck am I watching? There's no way. And there's a Feel Good. And I'm like, this is nuts. But this is what you need. Like, there's a little crazy.
That's what I'm saying. You guys are providing a perspective that's from the area.
Yeah, correct.
I'm guessing your Bankstown boys.
Yeah.
That's
Green
right.
Acre, Punch Bowl, Wiley Park.
There you go.
That's us. We're area boys.
We're on the same territory. That's it.
Yeah, right.
But you guys are area boys. You guys, you know, you love God. You love what you do. You love sport. And you just, from what I can tell, you're you. You're you on that show. Yeah. You've been you the entire time. Keep doing it, boys. It's killer.
I appreciate it so much. You too, boys. Thank you. You've been killing it.
Yeah. Ladies and gents, stop mucking around. Press the subscribe button to them. All right. Appreciate unsubscribe it. From us and subscribe
yeah,
to
us.
Don't worry about us.
Doesn't matter.
Where can these people find you, boys? Like, give yourselves all the plugs you need. Go.
So basically, you find us on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, basically every single platform you can think of. We're on it. Appreciate you boys, you know, for having us on. Really, like, you know, it was a good chat.
Yeah.
Like, have a chat. Oh, I love the name, boys. That's another thing. I actually wish I thought of that name first.
You stick with Touchline, bro. That's it.
Touchline's brilliant. Like, damn, that's a good one.
We went through a few. Like, we're going to be A, B,
C.
Yeah, I remember.
It was going to be A, B, C's. So Anthony, Bill, Charbel, and then little S for me.
Yeah.
But then he started having a cry about it. Oh, in case copyright ABCs. He started going.
From the channel, the TV channel.
He's the warrior of the group. He worries too much.
That's why he wasn't on for the first two podcasts.
Yeah, that's right.
Because of the names.
Oh, there's full drama.
There was a bit of a drama. I'm not going to lie.
Shekin.
Yeah, there was a bit of a drama.
Very good.
But then eventually, we were getting good reviews about the pod, we were doing good, and then he
he jumps on after you guys are successful. Yeah.
This is the OG. Well,
now, you know what, you have to understand, but ABC, like, there's already a TV channel on that, you know? But I was like to the boys, just change it up, you know, let's make it more professional, you know, so people can like it while we're doing our videos properly, you know? But then after that decision, that's when everything happened, you know? But thank God, it worked out well. That's all I could say.
Here I'm thinking to myself, you know what? It's 8-11. Round one, baby.
I can't believe it. It's finally back, bro. The NRL is back.
Let's get watching it.
Thanks, boys, for having us on.
We appreciate you boys for jumping on. Thank you so much. Your time, boys. Ladies and gents, make sure you like, subscribe, comment, do all that nice stuff.
Yes,
and you know what? If you comment cookie down below, I'll find you. I'll give you a cookie, all right? Ladies and gents, thanks for jumping on. Thanks for having the chat.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Take it easy.
Thanks, boys. Thank you so much.